Ladybird Readers. The Elves and the Shoemaker. Picture words. Shoemaker. Shoemaker's wife. Cut. Gold coins. Rich woman. Rich man. Elves. Leather. In the past, there lived a poor shoemaker and his wife. "This is all the leather I've got now," said the shoemaker. "I can make only one more pair of shoes." That night, the shoemaker cut the leather. "I can make these shoes in the morning," he said. He left the leather in the shop and he went to bed. In the morning, the shoemaker came downstairs. He was very surprised because the leather was now a pair of beautiful shoes. The shoemaker called his wife. "Did you make these shoes?" he said. "No," said his wife. "I didn't make those shoes." Then a rich woman came into the shop and she saw the shoes.
"These are the most beautiful shoes in the world," she said.
And she gave the shoemaker 3 gold coins. The shoemaker used the coins to buy more leather. That night, he cut the leather and he left it on the table. Then he went to bed. In the morning, there were 2 pairs of beautiful shoes on the table. The shoemaker called his wife.
"Did you make these shoes?" he said.
"No," said his wife. "I didn't make those shoes." Then a rich man came into the shop.
"What beautiful shoes," he said. "I must buy them. Please take these 6 gold coins."
The shoemaker bought more leather with the coins.
"Now I can make 3 pairs of shoes," he said.
That night, he cut the leather and he left it on the table. Then he went to bed. The next morning, the shoemaker came downstairs. On the table were 3 pairs of beautiful shoes. The shoemaker called his wife.
"We must find the person who is making these beautiful shoes," he said.
The shoemaker worked hard. He cut the leather for 4 pairs of shoes. But that night, the shoemaker and his wife didn't go to bed. They waited and watched. At 12 o'clock, the door opened. 2 little elves in old clothes came into the shop. They jumped on the table and opened their little green bags. The elves worked all night. In the morning, there were 4 pairs of beautiful shoes. Then they took their bags and left the shop. The shoemaker said to his wife,
"The elves are helping us, but how can we help them?"
"I know," said his wife.
The shoemaker and his wife worked very hard. They made two pairs of little green shoes and some little green clothes. Then they made two little green hats. That night, they left the little green shoes, hats, and clothes in the shop. Then they waited for the elves. At 12 o'clock, the door of the shop opened and the elves came in. When they saw the little green shoes, the little green clothes, and the little green hats, the elves were very surprised. They liked their new clothes very much. The little elves came every night to help the shoemaker and his wife. They made many beautiful shoes. And the shoemaker and his wife made lots of little clothes for the elves. The shoemaker and his wife and the two little elves all lived happily for many years.
Ladybird Readers.
The Elves and the Shoemaker. Read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Illustrated by Virginia Allen. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts.
Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2016.